Sabrina.
Hello, Holly. I did it.
Welcome to Skype.
Thank you so much.
Now, we do usually use web camera, and I'll put mine on, but we'll see if it affects our sound. And there's too. Sometimes it helps our connection if we keep video off. So I'll come on to say a quick hello, and then I'd love to go off again. Because I did not have time to take a shower after working out in the garden, so I don't feel camera ready.
I don't see me where I am.
I'm in a different location today, and I'll say hi.
Oh, you look great. Hello. You look better than me.
And I'll say goodbye. And any of you are welcome to use your webcams if you want to. But I'll stay with.
With
just audio.
Hello.
There's Gerard. Oh, he's got my shirt on. I love that
green
shirt.
Gerard.
Hello, Krina.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So it's your first time to talk together?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
This is my first Skype lesson.
I hope that you've all had a chance to see all of the excellent questions that have been posted. Krina and Amr and Omar and others have posted some interesting discussion questions. And I know all of you have been actively reading the book. So I thought today we might open with just some general questions, comments, things that are in your mind as you've been reading. 8, 9, or 10 chapters, but then come back to chapter 8. What we've been doing and are trying to do, Krina, is to read aloud the entire book. And so we were doing one class of reading for pronunciation, primarily one class of discussion, and then the general consensus was it was more helpful to just read paragraph by paragraph and ask questions as we went along. So I'm flexible to try different things. I'm hearing an echo all of a sudden. Is anyone else hearing the echo?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think I'm hearing.
Gerard, excuse me. I have to accept your show, your video, or I can decline.
So
I don't
know
what will.
So you're not seeing the text chat anymore?
Oh, no. Where I have
to. Okay. So new to Skype. Amr, can I ask you to please turn your mic off for a minute? Yeah, that stops the echo for me. Okay, so we'll have to ask to turn his audio mics on and off when you want to speak. So, Krina, if you hover your mouse down near the bottom of the dark blue Skype box, you should see a row of icons appear. Do you see them?
I'm so stupid when it comes to this.
Just scroll down with your cursor down near the bottom of the Skype box.
Where I have your picture and the
right.
black
Right, at
screen.
The bottom of that, if you put your cursor down near the bottom, you should see a row of icons pop up. And on the far right is the chat, hide IM, instant messages, or show. Display them. So if you click that far right icon, you should see our chat.
I will try to find.
Okay. The other way. It's okay. We'll take a minute to help. Gerard, how would you suggest someone to find the chat box?
I don't know because I use Mac and I think it's different.
Yeah, this is the fun.
I see. A whole arrow different on a map.
Right.
I was here. I didn't know this is the chat.
Okay, so that's the chat.
Yeah.
And when you get a chance, you'll want to explore lots of the options and then ask questions, because it's easy once you know how it works, but it can be frustrating the first couple of times.
I think I'm fine now.
Okay. So I see that Karina wrote that this is not her usual genre, but seems like you're jumping into The Giver. It's an easy book to raise questions. What the heck is this community?
Our future community.
Maybe, right? Maybe.
Yeah, they wrote about us. Their memories are about us, I think.
So what do you think? Would you like to live here?
In the future, no. But actually, we are somehow. Where I was in communist world, I see some similarities, so I have to manage.
Similarities in some ways to each of us, I think. It's one of the things I like about The Giver, is that it talks to each of us in different ways.
Yeah.
So, Gerard, would you like to live in the community of The Giver?
Not really. I think everything is control, and we couldn't feel many things, because they want to be everything the same. Boring.
Monotony,
yes.
Boring.
As an adjective, monotonous.
Monotonous.
I did not spell that right.
Monotonous.
And yes, I think I would also definitely feel that. I feel it from the very beginning here strongly. C means Am wants to make a comment. So we're ready. Yeah, turn your mic on so we can hear you.
Yes, exactly. I'd like to add that this community isn't ideal community at all. It isn't perfect, as they think. Most people can break the rule as well. And as we can see, the father broke the rule and mom broke the rule. So it isn't ideal community at all.
You said the father rules the father? I didn't hear what you said after father.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean the father of Jonas. He broke the rule, he knows the name of the child, the new child. Jonas' father.
Ah, so
he broke the rule.
And shared it. Broke the rules. Yeah, there are a lot of little rules.
Many.
A lot of rules,
but we accept your apology when you break. I laugh, but I apologize for my error, and we accept your apology. Litany, the constant repetition, reminds me, and I do not mean to insult anyone, but reminds me of Catholicism. I did not grow up as a Catholic. I did not grow up with any organized religion. And one of my first church experiences was with a friend at a Catholic church. And this, say this, kneel here, do this, stand here, face there, light this candle, sit down, stand up, kneel, cross your heart. This routine, ritual, reminded me of rules and structure and too controlled, and oh my goodness, I don't feel comfortable at all. And I felt that way. So as a stranger, first time experience as a child, I felt much like I feel as I'm reading this Giver. Like, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to watch what I'm doing, this, that, this, that. Very robotic. That is how I feel when there is too much ritual. I like spontaneity. So it talks, this book talks to each of us in different ways because of where we've been and who we are.
Yeah, the religion in general is full of rules.
Yes.
Doesn't matter which one, which denomination. So, from my experience, I think the Catholic was the best, you can see.
So what must you know? What's keeping you turning the pages in chapters 8, 9, and 10? What is their religion? Well, interesting. Anybody have an answer?
From my point of view, religion is everything which constrains a group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But in the giver, what is their religion?
In the giver, it's to keep you busy and follow the rules. They don't go to church, but they have to follow a lot of rules. They have, you know, every dwelling has a book where all the rules are wrote down, and they read, they speak about them, discuss, have conversation with parents, family unit, teachers. So they grow up in this way. They don't know, they have it's another world.
Another world?
Yeah.
They don't know that there's another world?
No, because they know only their community with the rules.
And they're drugged, so their thoughts are suppressed.
Yeah. They don't know, they have a choice.
When Amr typed a C, it means that he wanted to make a comment, and T means talk. Q is question. So as we're in a group and we want to say something, we use these clues to help guide the conversation. So Gerard, go ahead, please.
I think they have something like our heaven, because when they are released, it looks like they go to a very nice place, like our heaven. I don't remember the word, or something beyond.
Elsewhere,
yes. So that could be something similar to our heaven.
Interesting.
That's one of my burning questions.
Where they go?
Yes.
Yeah. I imagine a big hole. From the sky they fall and disappear until they touch the earth. Yeah, like in Alice in Wonderland.
But that's down. So, that might be hellish. We'd rather go up, right? But we don't really know what this release is.
So I think elsewhere is something metaphysical, beyond our knowledge.
So it's sort of religion.
Mm-hmm.
So where are your thoughts right now, as you've been, wherever you've stopped reading, whether it's past chapter 10 or not, what are your impressions of what elsewhere, what happens when you are released? Is it a heaven, a hell, a something else? What do you all think? Is it metaphysical?
Yeah.
Or has a negative?
I think it means heaven. I think it's a way to avoid the fear of death. So death is our is one of our main fear. So I think they try to prevent this fear, calling this place elsewhere. So people in this community are not afraid of dying, of death.
Anybody else have a comment? What happens when you're released? Yes.
I think that the community is kind of hell, and if they want to go to a square, that could be the purpose of it.
What's your definition for hell? How do you imagine to be the hell?
You know the paradise? The opposite of paradise.
Repeat that, please.
Yeah, I said that the community is kind of hell. So if anyone wants to be or go to elsewhere, that kind of that could be a place for the paradise.
A place for the paradise?
Yeah.
Wait. But hell and paradise are like opposite.
Yeah. I mean, the community is kind of hell. So if you want.
So life is hell and you go to paradise. Yeah. So that's. Yeah. I hope I'm not offending anyone, but that's somewhat similar to the Muslim belief, yes?
No, I explain the giver.
Right, but isn't that life is just to be endured and paradise is after you die? Isn't that a strong concept of the Muslim religion?
I think that if we follow the God's rules, we will win the paradise at the end of our life.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
So isn't that sort of the same as the giver? If you follow the rules?
Maybe it's kind of Muslim rules.
Interesting. Only their rules are different.
It's completely different.
The rules are very different. General idea. Interesting.
Yeah.
I don't think I think of it that way. Very interesting. Yeah, I think it as a mystery. And I don't know if Gerard's definition of metaphysical includes mystery or not. I think it's intended to be mysterious. The elsewhere, in the giver. Release and the elsewhere are intended to remain a mystery. Never does anyone in the elsewhere have the ability to communicate and let people in the community know what really happens. So everyone in the community always has a sense of mystery. Interesting. Anyone else have other questions they want to throw out to the group, or would you like to start reading again from chapter 8?
Let's start reading.
Okay, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, we're still on page 59, the first page of chapter 8. Does everyone have the same memory?
I'm not sure because I think I missed some class.
Okay, so I'm pretty darn sure we just began chapter 8.
59.
So page 59, and we read the first couple of paragraphs, and I'd like to start with the chief elder. And we'll go in alphabetical order, which puts Amr first. Karina, Gerard, Holly. So we read a paragraph or two, as you look at chapter 8, the first page 59, about half of page 59, for one reader, about that much text for each reader. So,
It's little. Yes, I think that we move to page 60. We are in page 60 here.
Okay, but let's reread, because these are really good lines. So let's reread, please, from page 59, the chief elder.
Okay, no problem. Okay. So, okay. Me back to here. From
the chief elder waited.
The chief elder waited. Okay. On
third paragraph on page
59. 59, yeah, exactly. Okay. So, waited until
uneasy
applause subsided. She spoke again. I know, she said in her vibrant,
gracious
voice, that you are all concerned, that you feel I have made a mistake. She smiled. The community, relieved from its discomfort very slightly by her benign state.
Benign state.
Seemed to please more easily. It was very silent. Jonas looked. Who's been silent? Don't look up.
We can stop there, Karina. Want to pick up?
Yeah.
Oh. She's learning to navigate two windows.
No. I don't know where Amma left.
Okay. So Jonas looked up.
Jonas looked up. I have caused you anxiety, she said. I apologize to my community. Her voice flowed over the assembled crowd. We accept your apology. They all uttered together. Jonas, she said, looking down at him. I apologize to you in particular. I cause you anguish.
Yeah, so I apologize to you in particular.
I cause you anguish. I accept your apology, Jonas replied shakily.
He's really, please. Really, really nervous. I accept your apology. He's nervous.
I accept your apology, Jonas replied shakily. Please come to the stage now. Earlier that day, dressing in his own dwelling, he had practiced the kind of jaunty, self-assured walk that he hoped he could make to the stage when his turn came. All of that was forgotten now. He simply willed himself to stand, to move his feet that felt weighted and clumsy, to go forward, up the steps and across the platform until he stood at her side.
Okay, that's a good place to stop. About that much text. Gerard?
Yes, I noticed something. Mm-hmm. That in this community they speak very formal because they don't use contractions.
You're right.
So that must be something related to precision of language. And I guess they don't have connected speech.
Nice observation, and let's keep our eyes out to see if contractions make an appearance. Interesting.
Okay. Reassuringly, she placed her arm across his tense shoulders. Jonas has not been assigned.
Jonas has not been assigned. That not wants to be heard so the crowd can. Jonas.
Not contraction.
Yeah, not hasn't, but that not needs to be heard.
Stressed. Jonas has not been assigned. She informed the crowd, and his heart sank. Then she went on. Jonas has been selected.
Jonas has been selected. The crowd is silent.
Another paragraph?
Sure, please.
He blinked. What did that mean? He felt a collective questioning stir from the audience. They, too, were puzzled.
Keep going.
In a firm, commanding voice, she announced, Jonas has been selected to be our next receiver of memory.
And then you heard the gasp. Right? Until then, they have to obey the rules and just listen politely and accept apologies if one is offered. But now... So a collective gasp. So this is a very significant announcement. We finally learn that Jonas will be the next receiver. The receiver of memory. So then he heard the gasp, the sudden intake of breath, drawn sharply in astonishment by each of the seated citizens. He saw their faces, the eyes widened in awe. And still, he did not understand. Such a selection is very, very rare, the chief elder told the audience. Our community has only one receiver. It is he who trains his successor. Wow. Questions? Yes.
Is what does widened in awe mean?
Ah, widened in awe.
No.
Picture a little child who sees snow for the first time. Wow! And your eyes go wide in a big wow moment. That's awe, when you're awestruck.
By like a wonder.
Your eyes show it. Whoa! So here is what happened. Everyone's looking at Jonas. This is Jonas. No one expected a new receiver. This is different. In a community of same, 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 after a day of weird, weird, weird uneasiness. Wow! The receiver of memory is the biggest, bestest, most wise, impressive, godlike person in this community. Jonas? Wow! So that's what's happening, the entire audience. He's up on stage looking at them. Everyone he's known his entire life is now in awe of him. That's not allowed. That's against the rules. That's weird. That's different. He's confused. The receiver of memory. We have had our current receiver for a very long time, she went on. Jonas followed her eyes and saw that she was looking at one of the elders. The committee of elders was sitting together in a group, and the chief elder's eyes were now on one who sat in the midst, but seemed oddly separate from them. It was a man Jonas had never noticed before, a bearded man with pale eyes. He was watching Jonas intently. This is big. So now that I that was a Gerard or Amr raised the question about religion. Now I'm wondering if the receiver is sort of the God?
Or the prophet, maybe.
God. God was the considered the creator.
Yeah, that's true. The God would be above, would be the creator. Good point.
Many before received this memory.
Yeah, I think that the giver should.
Go ahead,
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that the giver should be the God, and Jonas should be a symbol of a prophet who will relieve and, how can we say, save the community for this unideal situation.
Interesting. Any other comments? We're ready for Amr to continue.
Let's go over religion. It's not good. We mess up the giver.
Okay, it's
We failed
in our last election, the chief elder said. Solemnly. So it was 10 years ago, Saint Jonas was just a toddler. I will not dwell on the experience because Jonas knew what she was referring to, but he could sense the discomfort audience. They shifted his seats. We being hasty this time, she continued.
Hasty.
Yeah, we have not been hasty this time. She continued. We could not afford another failure.
We could not. No contractions. We could not.
Formal speech. We could not
afford another failure.
Interesting. Sometimes she went on speaking now in a lighter tone, relaxing the tension in the auditorium. We are not entirely certain about the assignments, even after the painstaking observations that one assigned might not develop. Through training every attribute necessary. Elves are still children. After all, what we observe as playfulness and patience, the requirements to become neuter could, with maturity, be revealed as simply foolishness and
indolence. I haven't heard that word in a while. Laziness.
Indolence. So we continue to observe during training and to modify behavior when necessary.
Thank you. I'm going to reread that last paragraph because there's a lot of pronunciation, punctuation cues, and it's an important paragraph to think about. So sometimes, she went on, speaking now in a lighter tone, relaxing the tension in the auditorium. We are not entirely certain about the assignments, even after the most painstaking observations. Sometimes we worry that the one assigned might not develop through training every attribute necessary. Elevens are still children, after all. what we observe as playfulness and patience, the requirements to become nurturer, could, with maturity, be revealed as simply foolishness and indolence. So, we continue to observe during training and to modify behavior when necessary. So she's trying to ease the crowd, to calm them down, because this was a huge deal and they are still reeling with this idea that Jonas, their Jonas, is going to be the new receiver of memory. So she's trying to calm them down before she reinforces the idea that Jonas too is going to have training. It's not such a big deal. Let's calm down. This is what she's trying to do with that paragraph. So if you are in the audience, are you feeling calm?
No. It's a big change. It's something at least the 12s didn't know. I imagine they didn't know about the receiver of memory.
They were only 2 years old, right? 1 or 2 years old at the time. Because this was 10 years ago since this last
year. They were toddlers there.
We can't afford another failure.
Right. We cannot. No contractions.
Thank you. We cannot afford another failure.
That really is a great observation, Gerard. So true.
Gosh.
The precision of language.
But you make our work very hard now. Don't have a choice.
So are there more questions, comments, or Krina can pick up?
You have questions, guys?
No.
Okay. But the receiver in training cannot be observed, cannot be modified. That is stated quite clearly in the rules. He is to be alone, apart, while he is prepared by the current receiver for the job which is the most honored in our community. Let's go. Alone? Apart? Jonas listened with increasing unease. Therefore, the selection must be sound. It must be a unanimous choice of the community. They can have no doubt, however fleeting. If, during the process, an elder reports a dream of uncertainty, the dream has the power to set a candidate aside instantly. Jonas was identified as a possible receiver many years ago. We have observed him meticulously. There were no dreams of uncertainty. He has shown all the quality that a receiver must have. With her hand still firmly on his shoulder, the chief elder listed the qualities. Intelligence, she said. We are all aware that Jonas has been a top student throughout his school days. Integrity, she said next. Jonas has, like all of us, committed minor transgressions.
Minor transgressions.
She smiled at him. We accept that. We expect that. We hope also that he will present himself promptly for chastisement, but he has always done so. Courage, she went on. Only one of us here today has ever undergone the rigorous training required of a receiver. He, of course, is the most important member of the committee, the current receiver. It was he who reminded us again and again of the courage required.
Okay, let's let's stop there. Nicely read. One quick pronunciation reminder, difference between British English and American English is the U pronunciation. So meticulousness, not meticle, but meticulousness. So, and it's an important word here. And I hear it from many readers, and it's fine to use the British English, but I just want to point out that that's a big difference. You'll hear me mention it often, community, not community, in American English. But yes, yeah, so Jonas, my goodness, he's going to be the most important person in this community. What do you think? Does he have intelligence, integrity, and courage?
He is. At this point, he is. At this point, he doesn't need too much courage, I guess. Intelligence, we don't know how they know how intelligent he is. We don't know what he'll study in that community.
This is an excellent author, so how has she given us cues that Jonas is more intelligent, has more integrity, and is courageous as compared to other community members?
They said that Jonas is a top student, and Jonas has committed minor transgressions. So that's related to integrity.
There've been a couple of other integrity-related instances that come to my mind. Anybody else? Anything else in chapters 1 through 8 up to this point? We might leave that question to ponder. And courage, have we seen anything that shows he's courageous?
I think it's difficult to determine that because courage needs to be seen in difficult situations. They don't have difficult situations in this community.
So I can only think of one that's been mentioned. Excellent point, though. The only one I can think of is when he hurt himself and he was in pain and he knew to calmly go to the panel and push for medical assistance. I wish I had a button like that. Someone would come take care of every injury. But I don't know if I would call that courage, but that's the only thing that comes to my mind. Anyone else? Or the planes, the very opening paragraph. The planes flying overhead. Does that show courage at all?
He was frightened.
Yeah, he was frightened the very first paragraph.
Yeah. And later, a few times, it's mentioned the same.
So I wonder if other community members react differently when the planes fly over?
It's something unknown.
Yeah.
Like, fire was for... people 2,000 years ago, no?
Gerard raises an excellent point, though, is that it's so controlled. What kind of possibilities are there for observations of courage and integrity? Interesting. I wonder if they plant challenges, if they set them up. testing a new receiver, or if they just trust the elder committee, that all of the committee members have no dreams because they take the pills that control, that suppress their feelings. So anything that gets beyond that suppression has to be important, significant. And nothing did. So there are no qualms. Gerard's been practicing this work. There are no qualms on the committee. They have chosen unanimously.
And another question that we haven't talked about is the feeling of love. Do they have this feeling? Maybe yes, but not in the same measure, because at least romantic love is suppressed.
Like sexuality, or...
Many types of love. Are any of the same types of love evident?
No, I think it's more caring than love. It's hard to define, to give a definition for love. In our world, it's hard to say if it's love or caring or just it's only this I know.
Or is it just following the rules? Yes,
Yes, exactly. He dreams one more time that he want to have love with his friend Fiona.
love is intimated there for sure, but he doesn't recognize it. So in that community, that's an unknown. That's a right? Because we can't be different.
Yeah, it's a kind of steering.
Yes. The stirrings, I love that name.
Yeah, exactly.
We must not have the stirrings. Take your pill. Interesting.
I ask myself, from where comes children in this community? Something magic? Genetic? It's in vitro fertilization?
But we have learned at this point about the birth mothers.
Yeah.
That's their job.
How they become that's the father.
Right, but we have not learned
in vitro
that part
fertilization.
Yet. Yeah. Yeah. This question has not been answered. It doesn't sound like there's any love involved. It's just careful selection, like a laboratory. It sounds very clinical, but I don't know. I don't know if they extract from the males and surgically implant into the females, or if they have a job for men that we don't know about that is just impregnating women. They have not told us this part.
Keep secret. The pool of community.
It was written as a book that could be a children's book, so I suspect that's intentionally left as an unknown. And the book is titled in ways that children have seen parts of or have some knowledge of. But there are questions that go beyond childhood, right? For, as you said, what is love? It's hard to define at any age. We learn some of the answers to how things happen, but we don't understand everything, or at least no one I know understands everything. Ready to continue, Gerard?
Okay.
7 minutes.
Jonas, she said, turning to him, but speaking in a voice that the entire community could hear. The training required of you involves pain, physical pain. He felt fear flutter within him. You have never experienced that. Yes, you have scraped your knees in falls from your bicycle. Yes, You crashed your finger in a door last year. Jonas nodded, agreeing, as he recalled the incident and its accompanying misery. But you will be faced now, she explained gently, with pain of a magnitude that none of us here can comprehend because it is beyond our experience. The receiver himself was not able to describe it, only to remind us that you would be faced with it, that you would need immense courage. We cannot prepare you for that. Okay?
Scraped, different than scrap, scrapped.
Scrape, okay.
Scraped his knees. Yes.
So how the chief elder know about the physical pain if she don't have anything about, or don't have any experience about the physical pain?
So the current receiver is a member of the elders committee. So he reports to them what he feels he is able to report to them. And they do sometimes have accidents where you scrape your knee, so you have some idea of what little physical pain is. And I'm guessing the receiver has tried to explain to the committee what's involved with being a receiver to help them select the next one, is that it requires living with intense pain, which they have, as she said, no idea what that means. All they can compare to is what they do know, which is press the button on the wall and it's all fixed. But he won't have it, a button to press to fix it all. He will have to deal with that. No one knows what that's like. So they only know the minor temporary, and now they're trying to imagine not having that little button on the wall.
Okay, thanks a lot.
And that was Gerard, so I guess I'm next to wrap up, probably.
Mm. Yes.
So, but we feel certain that you are brave, she said to him. He did not feel brave at all, not now. The fourth essential attribute, the chief elder said, is wisdom. Jonas has not yet acquired that. The acquisition of wisdom will come through his training. We are convinced that Jonas has the ability to acquire wisdom. That is what we looked for. Finally, the receiver must have one more quality, and it is one which I can only name, but not describe. I do not understand it either. Perhaps Jonas will, because the current receiver has told us that Jonas already has this quality. He calls it the capacity to see beyond. I think that's a good ending.
Yes.
I'm rethinking this with reference to the question about, is there a religion in this community? Is that what a God has, the capacity to see beyond? So I'm going back to my question, is the receiver sort of a God? More than a prophet. Mm-hmm. But a prophet sees, right? A prophet is also called a seer, one who sees.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I think that the capacity to see beyond, it's kind of vision. Or is it a vision?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. So I think that the giver should be a prophet.
I have a question for all of you. I'm just looking, and we're close to the end of chapter 8, and I'd love to finish chapter 8.
Yeah.
Oh, like an oracle. Good point, Gerard. Anyone mind if we try to finish reading?
Okay.
Maybe Gerard. Take it to the end. Are you up to that challenge?
Okay. Okay, where are we?
The chief elder.
Okay, thank you. The chief elder looked at Jonas with a question in her eyes. The audience watched him too. They were silent. For a moment, he froze, consumed with despair. He didn't have it. Whatever she had said. He didn't know what it was. Now was the moment when he would have to confess, to say, no, I don't, I can't, and throw himself on their mercy as their forgiveness, to explain that he had been wrongly chosen, that he was not the right one at all. But when he looked out across the crowd, the sea of faces, the thing happened again. The thing that had happened with the apple. They changed. He blinked and it was gone. His shoulders straightened slightly. Briefly, he felt a tiny sliver of sureness for the first time. She was still watching him. They all were. I think it's true, he told the chief elder and the community. I don't understand it yet. I don't know what it is. But sometimes I see something, and maybe it's beyond. She took her arm from his shoulder. Jonas, she said, speaking not to him alone, but to the entire community of which he was a part. You will be trained to be our next receiver of memory. We thank you for your childhood. Shall I finish?
I'll finish it when we get to the part where okay. We're all supposed to join. Let's all join in. Then she turned and left the stage, left him there alone, standing and facing the crowd, which began spontaneously the collective murmur of his name, Jonas. It was a whisper at first, hushed, barely audible, Jonas, Jonas. Then louder, faster, everybody. Jonas.
Jonas.
With the chant, Jonas knew the community was accepting him and his new role, giving him life the way they had given it to the new child, Caleb. His heart swelled with gratitude and pride. But at the same time, he was filled with fear. He did not know what his selection meant. He did not know what he was to become, or what would become of him. The end of chapter 8. I love this chapter. I get goosebumps every time I read different parts of it. Wow. Big turning point in the story. It could be the end of a book. Leave you to find out in the next book. But she chooses to start us off in chapter 9. So please try and respond to some of the questions from today and already posted. I'll share this with everybody on Loop. And excellent class today. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. Have a nice day.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
See you. Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much.